Not all was happy, though. Check out the cover of the New Orleans Times Picayune. I think that says it all in terms of how the Saints fans were feeling. Joining me now, Seahawks defensive end Cliff Averill and a New Orleans native, one Reggie Wayne. So I'm sure you can imagine what the New Orleans faithful are going through right now. Let's break down this last play. We have two different perspectives here, defensive and offensive. But you looked at it from the defensive perspective and what you saw that wasn't right.
Well, I just know that we worked on this situation in my 14 years, seemed like every week being in Indianapolis. So this shows me either the Saints didn't work on this at all or they didn't work enough. Right here, they're rushing four guys. I say you rush three, drop another guy in coverage to protect the sidelines or the middle of the field, whatever you want to do. They're covering the flat route. You don't worry about the first flat route. That's only 6 yards. This second guy should have been a little deeper here, and you just want to make this tackle. Let him catch it, make the tackle, and then the extra guy that they had rushing that I would have had in coverage, he'd have been in back to be the safety valve. So I just think they went into it with a cover two shell. I think when they should have did more coverage and protect the sidelines.
I know our pass rusher thinks you should rush four. What sure. What else did you see there?
I definitely think he should have rushed four. But like you said, from a defensive scheme, you know, you want to keep everything inside. You want to hurry up and try. I know for offense, they're trying to get out of bounds. So you want to keep everything inside, let the clock run out. But not only that, though, I think the safety here, Marcus, I think he's worried about, you know, a PI. And if you get a PI, of course, they get another play. So I think he's worried about all these things. Like, you can tell why he's trying to make this tackle, that he's kind of indecisive on what he wants to do. And he missed the tackle, and it was a game-winning touchdown.
Thought he might have gotten there a little bit too early, trying to avoid the PI,
and got him in trouble.
Listen, he's a rookie out of Utah. He's a second-round pick. Marshawn Lattimore, also a rookie in that defensive backfield, has been great, but so is Marcus Williams. You have to feel for him. He tweeted this out today. I appreciate my friends, my real fans, family, and the team for everything they have done for me this season. All the support is highly appreciated. No, the season didn't end as planned, but one thing is for sure, I won't let one play define the type of man or the player that I am or that I will be. 100. An emotional roller coaster that game is for everybody. Yes. You experienced a similar circumstance. You came out on the winning side in the NFC Championship game against the Green Bay Packers. How hard is it to live that and be in the moment and then try to move past that and get ready for the next game?
Well, fortunately for us, that year, we had a lot of games that, you know, were won towards the end of the game. But this game in particular, you know, catching this last play of the game in overtime, my man Jermaine Kearse catches this ball. You are excited. You're happy about it. But all season long, we're always preaching, you know, championship football. So, you know, once Tuesday comes around, hey, it's on to the next game. You're just fortunate enough to be able to be playing the following week.
And sometimes the ball just bounces your way, right? It's just meant to be.
You know what, Dan? Sometimes it's okay to invent your own luck. It's okay to carry that lucky rabbit's foot in your pocket. I remember in 2006, our Super Bowl run, we was playing against the New England Patriots. And we run a simple zone play right here, and Dominique Rhodes, my guy, he fumbles on the one-yard line. And guess who gets the fumble, Dan?
Jeff Saturday,
our center who just so happened to be in the right place at the right time. So it's okay to be lucky in these situations, because if we don't get this ball back right here, we don't win this game. And it just so happens sometimes luck is on your side, and that's okay. You need that kind of help and luck to get that Super Bowl run. Right.